overall comfortable?
Well, I mean, the team that played a road game, you know, less than 24 hours ago, went into overtime, came in our building, and they were the better team, and that's unacceptable. So, you know, I think we've gotten good at talking about, you know, what we need to do to take the next step. But I think games like tonight are, you know, I know it's October, it's early in the season, but games like tonight are games that you'd really think that if we don't win, we got to be the better team, and they were the better team tonight.
Tougher losses as it was, what positives do you take out of
that game? Well, I mean, it's tough right now. You feel negative after you lose, but I guess, I don't know. It's tough to really talk about positives. I can't remember every play of the game, but we did some good things. But I guess a real big positive was Pavel. He was, you know, he really kept us in the game. So kind of the same story.
I don't know if you would have talked to him. What would you say to Zach Bogosian after that unfortunate incident on the
way? What would I say to Zach?
Yeah.
It's a long game. There's many plays that go into affecting a game, and Bogo makes a lot more good plays than not. So he's a big part of our team, and plays like that are going to happen. It could happen to anyone. So I know he's probably feeling bad about himself, but you know, I think we're all going to pick Bogo up because you know, those are things that happen. It's a hockey game.
There was a positive would probably be Andre Pavlik's play.
Yeah, that's what I already said. So Pavel played really well for us, and you know, he gave us a chance to win the game. When you know, it's arguable that we shouldn't have been in that game, but you know, he gave us a good opportunity to win, and that's all you can ask out of your goalie.
How tough was the second goal at the end of the second period? How tough was it?